Witch stones, hag stones, hex stones, adder stones, snake eggs, fairy stones, eye stones, or holy stones. Whatever you call them, small stones, with holes all the way through them, have captured the imagination of us all for countless centuries. A porthole to a fairy dimension, protection from witches and nightmares, potent fertility symbols, a solid way to treat ailments, a method of preventing livestock being bewitched, insurance against storms at sea, a snake repellent. Witch stones are credited with a huge range of powers. Born through the violence of nature, crashing waves or burrowing creatures, witch stones are readily found on Norfolk beaches and have been collected for centuries as powerful magical tools, both by witches and, somewhat bizarrely, by those who seek to banish them from their homes. It was believed that while good luck and dreams could pass through the hole in the witch stone, bad luck and bad dreams were too big to pass through and would be stuck on the outside of the stone, unable to reach their intended victim. Fishermen and sailors tied strings of witch stones on lengths of rope and hung them on their ships to guarantee safe passage and ward off evil spirits, and witches that could attach themselves to both their boat and their catch, while some believed they helped to control the winds on the high seas by placing one on a cord and swinging it through the air to break up heavy clouds and dangerous gales. Small stones worn round the neck are said to heal a range of ailments and to protect the wearer from the evil eye, spirits, and the dark arts. Folklore has it that rubbing a stone with a hole in it over a sprain or a painful joint would ease the pain. In Norfolk, farmers would hang a witch stone outside barns to protect livestock, in particular cows, whose milk was protected against turning sour by the magical stone. The romance of the witch stone is created by the most magical force of all, nature. The action of running or moving water creates a hole where there's a weakness in the stone, or the holes can be caused by burrowing worms or mollusks or sea sponges. Every stone is individual. Each is unique. It's said that for a stone to have any power whatsoever, it must be found by the person who intends to use it, and not given to them or bought. Although true believers insist that people don't find stones, stones find people.